Hey Greg, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Hey, I want to bring you a topic today that I think you'll find very interesting. You know, this topic comes up often. Love, right? Very important topic. And I want to talk today about love and how it's used in the New Testament Bible, right? So we're going to take a look at the word love and the different ways. There's 9 different ways, basically, it's used in the New Testament Bible. And I think you'll find my last point very, very important. And the reason I'm doing this is because this often comes up when I'm out street preaching. People focus on telling other people God loves them. And that's the gospel, they say. God loves you. And God wants a good life for you. And if you'll just accept Jesus, God loves you, and get baptized or join a church or raise a hand or say a prayer or just try to be good, God loves you. God loves you so much. And you hear this all over in America in the streets. And I've written other articles on this, on love for evangelism is not biblical. You know, the book of Acts is the most evangelistic book in the Bible, never uses the word love once. The call is repent. But that's another article that I've already done. So I want to talk about how love is used in the Bible. And I'm going to refute the common evangelical modern gospel of God just loves you so much and God wants you to be with him and he loves you. I'm going to refute that with the magnitude of evidence of what love should be about and then how you get the love of God. Does that make sense? So the magnitude of what the Bible talks about love in the New Testament and then how you get, all right, God's love applied to you. Let's get there, okay? So I got 9 different categories. I'm going to start out with the first 8 and then we'll talk about the last one. This is how love is used in the New Testament. It's used over 200 times, right? Love's very important. 200 times in the New Testament. Let's get to it. Category number 1, saints loving saints. 93 verses. Yep, very, very important. The Bible tells us to one another each other many, many times. Saints loving saints over 93 times. That's almost half of the entire time the word love is used in the New Testament is saints loving each other. And that does not happen very often, usually because people are not true saints, they're false converts. But I always say in America, people love their dogs and their pets and their food and their entertainment more than they love saints of God. That's true. I see it all the time. So, saints loving saints, 93 times. Category number 2, us to love God. Very important. 46 times. So saints loving God, 46 times. Very, very important. Category number 3, God loving the saints, right? So God showing his love for his people, 28 times in the Bible, in the New Testament Bible. Category number 4, Jesus loving his disciples. Remember, the Bible talked about the disciple whom Jesus loved and the people that Jesus dealt with whom he loved. 22 verses on Jesus loving his disciples. How about people loving things, material things? Yeah, we read about that in the Bible. 17 times. 17 times talks about people wrongly loving things. Oftentimes people love material things more than they love people or God. That's very heinous and wicked. Category number 6, God and Jesus loving each other. This one surprised me. God and Jesus loving each other, 9 verses. I would have thought that would have been more than that. 9 verses of God and Jesus loving each other. Number 7, lovers of self. Yep, there's 1 verse where it talks about people will be lovers of self. How about the world, category number 8, the world loving its own. The world loving its own. There's 1 verse that talks about that. So that's the 8 categories. Saints to love saints, 93. Us to love God, 46 times. God loving the saints, 28 times. Jesus loving his disciples, 22 times. People loving things of the world, 17 times. God and Jesus loving each other, 9 times. Lovers of self, 1 time. The world loving its own 1 time. I saved this last category for last, okay? Obviously, the last category for last. And it's used 3 times. 3 verses. And you ready what it is? God's love for the world. 3 verses in the entire New Testament Bible that directly says God loved the world. Let's go through these, and then I want to talk about what my main point is. So the famous John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So that is the core of the gospel, right? Christ coming. And that is the number one verse you would hang your hat on to say, God loved the world. And he did. God loved the world enough to send Jesus Christ. Hold that thought. We'll get back to it, okay? So that's the one verse we know that tells us God did love the world. Romans 5:8. "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So technically, this verse is talking to the saints, but I'm going to give it to saying that God is loving the world, because it says while we were yet sinners. So while they were yet worldly sinners, before they were in Christ, God loved them, so that would be loving the world, and Christ died, right? So it's showing that God commanded his love towards sinners to send Christ. Goes with John 3:16, right? So that's number two verse. How about Titus 3:4? "But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared." Titus 3:4. So God, the love of God towards man appeared. Those are the three verses in the entire New Testament Bible that tells us that God loved the world. Of the 200 verses about love, there's three that says God loved the world. Now, here's my main point. I wanted to give us a perspective about how we should be loving, what we should be loving, and I think giving you those numbers of verses gives us that, right? Mostly loving each other, loving God, loving God and Christ loving each other. It gives us a priority there, right? But getting back to God loving the world, look at those three verses. John 3:16, Romans 5:8, Titus 3:4. Those three verses are all referencing Jesus Christ, the gospel, his death, burial, his resurrection. And this is my main point. Let me just get it right here. The main point is God loved the world one time, in one act 2,000 years ago, sending Jesus Christ, sent himself basically, to shed his blood, to forgive sins, to die and rise again to defeat death and show us what God's kingdom is. If you do not come to God through Christ and the gospel that I just preached to you above, faith, repentance, new life, holiness and obedience and enduring, you do not get the love of God. The Bible cannot be more clear. The love of God is mainly reserved for the saints of God who come with their will and choose to believe and follow and repent and obey and endure. That's fruit that you have a saving faith. You do not get the love of God. God is not ongoing loving the world who will rebel, reject, turn against him, love their sin, love their ways, love their false gospel, love their false Jesus, love their false man-made religion, love the world, love their flesh. You will not get the love of God that way. So the main point of this teaching is I wanted to get us a good view of what biblical love is in the New Testament, and then refute these people that go out in the streets and tell people, God loves you, God loves you. Actually, Psalm 5:5 says God hates those that do wickedness, and Psalm 11:5 says God hates those who love violence, and John 9 says God does not even hear the prayers of sinners. This is the point. While God did indeed love the world in one act 2,000 years ago, it was past tense love, you can access that love of God today. Without a doubt, I go out and preach it in the street almost every day. You can access that love that God had for the world, but it must come through Jesus Christ, death, burial, resurrection, the biblical gospel, losing yourself, repenting, coming out of all false ways and man-made religion and the world and your flesh to seek him in holiness and obedience, without which no one will see God, Hebrews 12 tells us. You don't get it by going to church. You don't get it by accepting Jesus. You don't get it by baptism alone. You don't get it by church membership. You don't get it by saying a prayer, raising your hand, going to Sunday church, doing Christmas and Easter. You don't get it by just beating alcohol or drugs or porn. Those things, beating alcohol, drugs, and porn are good things, but there's a lot of other sin that will separate you from God. The whole point I'm trying to make, and I'm being long-winded, is that the love of God is shown in three verses in the New Testament, and it's always about for the world, three verses for the world. It's always about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Don't deceive people into thinking just believing or being a lukewarm Christian or being a Sunday church goer, they're going to get the love of God. They're not. In 2 Thessalonians 1, it says Jesus is coming back in flaming fire to destroy those that don't know God and do not obey the gospel. Hebrews 5:9 says he made the way of eternal life, Jesus Christ, for those who obey him. John 14:15, he said, if you love me, that's one of those love verses for us to God, right? Keep my commandments. In John 15, he said, you want to be a friend of God? Keep the commandments of God. The point is, the love of God is available due to that one-time act in the past tense, 2,000 years ago. It's available for you today, but you must come through the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, his shed blood, his defeating death, and you must forsake the world and forsake man-made religion, forsake your flesh. Jesus says you'll end up forsaking family and friends and be hated for his name's sake. I'm building a case to show you that this is not an easy believe gospel. This is not easy to find eternal life. Jesus said in Luke 13 to strive to enter through the straight way, because it's hard to kill your flesh. It's hard to leave the world. It's hard to leave man-made religion. It's hard to go against the culture. It's hard to lose family, friends, husbands, wives for the cause of the gospel. Look at how the word love is used in the New Testament. We're to love each other. We're to love God. And the Bible makes it clear. Three times it tells us that God showed his love for the world. It's always through Jesus Christ and the biblical gospel. Are you living that? Are you born by that? Are you proclaiming that? Or do you have a easy believe, evangelical, just accept Jesus gospel because God loves you so much? No, if you're outside of Christ today, you don't get the love of God. You only get one of two things, the love and grace of God through Christ by the gospel, or you're going to get the wrath and justice of God, and he's going to set you apart with weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hey, go do your own study in the New Testament on the word love. Do not let these false teachers, these easy-believe people, these greasy grace, free grace people that want to live like the world tell you, oh, God loves the world so much, he just can't wait to say, he sent Christ. The Bible makes it clear the path. It's a narrow road. Lose your life to find it in Christ. And unless you have that gospel and you have love correctly ordered according to the New Testament word and seeing what God did for the world in these three verses and all the other 200 verses tell us what we are to love and how we are to love. Go chew on that, okay? Go study that. Go meditate on that. Three verses that mention God loving the world out of over 200, and then go look at all the other verses about love and how we get God's love as true saints, and it will change your perspective of what the gospel really is. Hey, this has been Brother James. I hope that helps you. This was a long time coming. I hope you're clinging to that past tense act Jesus did 2,000 years ago. One sacrifice for all 2,000 years ago. But you get it applied via the gospel I preached to you several times. Then you can know the love of God. You can love the true brethren. And you can find eternal life with your Creator. He made the way for the world. But so few per Jesus are going to reach out and grab it and strive. Because everybody wants the easy believe way. They want to think God loves them so much he's going to let them in even though they sin all the time. Absolutely heresy and a lie. The Bible says there is no sacrifice for willful sin. If you love God, you turn from your sin, you strive and fight against it, and you walk in holiness and obedience because of what the Savior's done. Again, go do that word study on love. It will open your eyes. 200 times over, God talks about love in the New Testament. Not once is it used in the book of Acts for evangelism. The call there is repent. three times it mentions God's love for the world, and it's always through Jesus Christ and the biblical gospel alone. Hey, I love you all. Let me know how I can help you in your faith. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the Spirit and Truth blog, pouring out every day, because we love God, we love our neighbor, we love to preach the biblical gospel. I love to expose the false, lukewarm, watered-down, easy-believe, carnal, sinful, wicked-allowing false gospels that's on every building, every religious system in this land. Don't fall for it. Repent and obey the biblical gospel. Let me know I can help you. Hey, till next time, go out and have a glorious day, and may God be praised.